حي على الفلاح.
Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, this is narrated by Tabarani. He narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from the signs of the hour is the moon expanding. And we don't mean the moon, you know, at different times when you look at it and it looks bigger than others. We mean the moon actually expanding. And the scholars didn't really comment on this too much. They said we leave this as it is and we don't give it much interpretation. But today, if you actually Google the moon expanding, you will find that as we speak, the moon is actually getting bigger. And some argue that from just one side it's getting bigger. But the point is, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this 1400 years ago. He also mentioned, narrated in Sahih Bukhari and narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the hour will not be established until knowledge is taken and there are many earthquakes. Now, this hadith, or this minor sign, can be increasing or can increase towards the end of time. But there's no doubt that we are seeing this right now. So the Prophet ﷺ mentioned two things in it. One, that knowledge will be taken. And in other places we know how knowledge is taken. It's not like someone is knowledgeable and suddenly knowledge is removed from their heart and they just are ignorant. But knowledge is taken by taking the souls of the scholars. So, that of course is happening, but it will get more pronounced towards the end of time. And there will be many earthquakes. So actually, earthquakes are increasing in frequency. Not in the last 20 years, but since the, you know, 1,000 years ago until now, since the Prophet ﷺ spoke this hadith, until now, earthquakes are increasing and becoming more and more frequent. And what's amazing is that we get worldwide somewhere from 13 to 15 major earthquakes per year over 7 on the Richter scale, which is really major. You know, we get about 13 to 15 of those every single year. And that's no joke. But that shows you the earthquakes becoming more frequent and they're also at a larger scale. For those who are interested, in Chile in 1960, this was the largest earthquake to strike. In recent years, it was a 9.5 on the Richter scale, which is... Now, look at this one. This next one is very interesting. It is in the Book of Muslim by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hour will not be established. And many of these hadiths start by saying, the hour will not be established, meaning the Day of Judgment will not happen until wealth is plentiful to the extent that a person will want to give the zakah of their wealth but will not find anyone to accept it. But that's not the part we want from the hadith. We want this second part. And until the Arabian Peninsula returns to gardens and rivers. Until the Arabian Peninsula returns to gardens and rivers. So this is something that you can see has started to happen in our lifetime, but will get more pronounced as time progresses. But it's beautiful. I mean, the Prophet ﷺ spoke this hadith 1400 years ago. What's interesting is that some scholars mention there were some parts of the Arabian Peninsula at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, there were some parts of the Arabian Peninsula were like forests because they were just had such thick vegetation. But for the most part, you know, it's sand dunes and it's desert. And it's amazing that someone will be living in this desert 1400 years ago and he will say that this place is going to return to become green. That means it was green. There's just no way someone would know that back then unless he was a genuine prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you explore this issue, was the Arabian Peninsula green? You'll find some good evidence to that. The clearest one is right in our face. I mean, there's archaeological evidence. There's an elephant tusk that was found, that was fossilized, found in the middle of the desert. And everyone knows elephants don't live in the desert, so that must have been an indication that a long time ago, these elephants were living in this area that later on became a desert. So it must have been green and a jungle and full of rivers. That's archaeological evidence. But the scientists argue the simplest evidence of all, and something that area is famous for, oil. What is the all this oil that is in Arabia? It's at some point things that are, you know, carbon-based life forms, and you know, over time this is what happened to them. But that's the biggest proof that there were living things there. So we don't really, you know, need to go too deep into that. I remember one of the scientists said that it is a scientific fact that it will turn green again. And maybe you've seen some videos. Just a few months ago, someone sent me a video of a man driving by. He's on the highway and he's just has his phone at the window, and he's just filming, you know, mountain after mountain, or like small mountains, and he's just passing by them, and they're just all yellow, sandy, rocky, dry. And then he's on the same highway after the rainy season, and they're just green from the base all the way to the tip, completely green. And the car is just flying by, and every one of those mountains is completely green. Every inch of it is green, and it's just filming it. So, and then there are other videos, and this is something that's been known for a while, that there are rivers under the deserts. And sometimes the people will like dig and find water sources that will just flow and become like rivers in the desert. There are many interesting videos online if you look them up. But it's just amazing that 1400 years ago, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the hour will not be established until Arabia returns to gardens and rivers. And this is proof that he was a genuine prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But also scientists mentioned that the climate in Arabia is getting cooler. They are getting a lot more rainfall each year. So that is a known issue, and it's happening, and it will continue to get more pronounced as time progresses. All right, this one here, narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, rahimahumullah, by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that time will become close. That's what we want from this hadith. But let's read all of it. Time will become close. Actions will decrease, stinginess will be the norm. So some scholars said, they took it literally, that the day and night will have 24 hours, but it will be like a shorter 24 hours, or it will feel short. And they mentioned that it will be literally here, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power and the capacity, the capability to expand and narrow time. Then what's interesting is they mention a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, and this is narrated by Tirmidhi as well, and Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, that the Prophet ﷺ said, the hour will not begin until time passes more quickly. Thus a year will be like a month, and a month like a week, and a week like a day like an hour, and an hour like a flash of fire. Meaning it just flares quickly and dies out. So some of them then took this explanation. That's the first explanation, that literally time will get shorter, get narrow. Then the other group of scholars said the closeness of time means there will be lack of blessing in time, that people will get less done in the same amount of time. And then as I say that, some of you probably experienced that in your lifetime, that you get less done in the same amount of time. How much can you get done in an hour, you know, versus how much you used to get done in an hour? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. So that's one thing. And what's interesting is, as someone put it, he says, we're inventing and creating all these devices that save you time. You know, the washing machine saves you time, the dishwasher saves you time. All these things are faster and save you a lot more time, and you don't have to stand there. They're automated, they'll do it for you. But he says at the end, we have less and less time. Just getting so busy. So that's the second explanation, that there will be less blessing in time, so you'll get less done. It's the same 60 minutes, but you're getting less done in it. There's less blessing. Then others said that time will get close here, meaning lifespans will get shorter. And realistically, so far, all three of these explanations are very probable, like they all make sense, very plausible. So time will get closer, meaning your lifespan or people's lifespans will get shorter. And we saw the example of Nuh alayhi salam, who lived for 1,000 years, and now, you know, very few people who survive or make it past 100 years. So the lifespans went from 1,000 years all the way to 100, and that's an explanation of time getting closer. That's the third one. The fourth one, the scholar said, another explanation of this hadith is that there will be faster modes of transportation and communication. So, for example, you know, people used to measure distance by time, you know, in the old days. So they would say, you know, this place is a distance of 2 days away, 2 days journey. This place is a distance of 1 day's journey. And now, you know, you don't do that anymore. And these distances that used to take a month or two or a week, we can now cover in a few hours. And so isn't that time becoming closer? Means of transportation, making time closer. It used to take me 2 months to get to this place. Now it takes me an hour and a half to get to that place. Isn't that time getting closer? And the other then, you know, means of communication as well. You know, if you look at how long a letter would take, you know, if you're going to send a letter 1,000 years ago from Baghdad to Al-Hijaz versus now, an email, and no matter how far, it's just there in a split second. So closeness of time. And this is a beautiful example of one of the signs before the Day of Judgment that can have four possible, that at least here in this case has four possible and plausible explanations. And just a reminder again of that rule, when someone says for sure this is what that means, it could have more than one possible explanation, because we're talking about issues of the unseen.